Maria Hernandez. Maria Hernandez, 10/12/81. Today's 12/7. Chief complaint: headache, dizziness, palpitation, symptoms of sinus infection, carotid stenosis, history of leg bruising, edema, abnormal periods, and hot flashes. Next numbers. I think I'm going through the change. My patient is a married housewife, 41-year-old woman, who comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms every, from 3 days to the past 2 weeks, period. In the paragraph, she's also having a hard time hearing, and she was told by her doctor to get checked to make sure she's not having early menopause. Both her sisters are going through early menopause at this time. Medication: has been getting birth control pills, but not regularly. Medical problems: history of hypertension, but no medication. COVID immunizations up to date. I explained to the patient that with history of hypertension, it's better to stay away from birth, any type of hormonal injections, and try to help with other technique and use other technique to keep getting pregnant. Surgery: C-section times one in Mexico, times one here in the States. Two children, 9 and 4, last period, a year ago, but has been having some bleeding off and on, which made us to do an ultrasound today. Social: doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, family history, no breast cancer, no diabetes, no high blood pressure. Mammogram: not due yet. Colonoscopy: not due yet. She's alert, she's awake. She weighs 170 pounds today. Her weight has gone up from earlier this year by around 20 pounds, most likely related to the off and on hormone shots that she's been receiving. 99%, 98, 16, 79, 137 over 69. Heart causes small positive lungs, new bronchi, abdomen is soft, GMs are red, oral mucosa without a lesion, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, skin shows a rash, lower extremity shows bruising of the calf on the right, of the thigh on the right side, with mild pedal edema, neurological and non-focal. Number one, sinusitis. Number two, Rocephin. Next one is Decadron. Next one is Z-Pack. Next one is Medrol Dose Pack. Next one is hot flashes. Check blood work. Next one is check cholesterol. Next one is increase weight, lose weight. Next one is no more hormonal injection to prevent pregnancy, given her blood pressure issues. Next number is blood pressure is controlled. Next one is check hemoglobin A1C. Next number is because of abnormal periods. We looked at her abdomen and pelvis, which was within normal limits because of her nausea. We looked at her abdomen. The nausea comes with dizziness. Because of her dizziness, we looked at her carotid. There was no sign of stenosis. This related most likely to her sinus infection. Next number, no DVT in the upper lower extremity. Next one was headache related to sinus infection. Next one is mild carotid stenosis noted. Next one was call patient with blood work when available. Next one was findings discussed with patient through the translator, Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, before leaving the clinic. Thank you.